Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Happy to have you back, Ashley, for our regular installment of Act Locally Waco on the radio.
We get as much as we can into the segment, but remember there is a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Let's start with some ways to do good in the community this week.
First Presbyterian Church on Austin Avenue has enrolled to be a site for the nationwide project Hidden Common Ground. It's an effort to encourage productive civil conversations about contentious but important topics. As a part of this project, they will be hosting a series of public deliberation events in 2020, including one tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
The topic for tomorrow's deliberation is health care reform. There will be a brief introduction about how to have a productive deliberation preceding the conversation. All are welcome to participate.
Keep Waco Beautiful and the Voices Against Substance Abuse Coalition are having a cigarette butt cleanup on Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Meet up at the Keep Waco Beautiful office, which is located at 502B Austin Avenue. Volunteers are needed to pick up cigarette butts in downtown Waco one street at a time. Every volunteer will receive an environmental volunteer t-shirt. Snacks and drinks will be provided, as well as cleanup equipment and materials.
The Waco McLennan County Libraries are looking for high school and middle school volunteers. They are having a teen volunteer fair on Thursday from 2 until 4 in the meeting room at the West Waco Library on Bosque.
This would be a great opportunity for young people to meet some library staff, find out about volunteer jobs, and start the sign-up process. We've also got some interesting health-related events this week. Tonight at 5:30, the Voices Against Substance Abuse Community Coalition is hosting a lecture called Is Vaping Safe? The lecture will take place at McLennan Community College in room 111 of the Michaelis Academic Center. MCC Professor Thomas Lawrence will share his story about vaping, how to broach the issue with young people, and how to stop this trend. It's a free event, and all are welcome.
If you're trying to carve out a little time for your self-care in your busy schedule, you might be interested in a yoga lunch break. Each Monday, the Waco McLennan County Library offers free yoga classes from 12:20 until 1 p.m. in the meeting room of the Central Library on Austin Avenue. All skill levels are welcome. Bring a yoga mat, towel, and bottle of water.
The Mayborn Museum is hosting a lecture on mosquito population control on Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Baylor University PhD candidate Grace Pruitt will share her research on using biotechnology to create a mosquitocidal nectar plant as a form of mosquito population control. The lecture is included with your $9 admission to the museum. Museum members and Baylor students may attend for free.
Turning to the arts, Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue is launching a new exhibit, Landscape of the Soul, an exploration of life through the lens of the soul.
It will feature the work of Charles Wallace and Lauren Dickinson. The opening reception is tonight from 6:30 to 9 p.m. The exhibit will continue through March 31st.
The reception and the exhibit are free.
On Wednesday morning, the Central Texas Watercolor Society is hosting Texas artist Bev Boren as a part of their monthly program. Boren is a signature member of the Outdoor Painter Society and the Southwestern Watercolor Society and has won multiple awards for her paintings. The demonstrations with Boren will take place from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Holy Spirit on Wooded Acres. First-time visitors get in free.
This next week is spring break for Waco ISD and many surrounding school districts. That's great for kids, but if you're a parent, you may be looking for some ways to keep your young ones entertained for the week.
Lucky for you, several local organizations are offering spring break camps and other spring break activities. Here are just a few. The Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and Museum Spring Break Roundup is tomorrow from 10 to 2. The roundup is included in the price of admission to the museum, which is $8 for adults and $4 for children.
The Mayborn Museum will be offering Marvelous Mornings from 10 until noon and Adventurous Afternoons from 1 until 4 throughout spring break. All activities are included in the price of admission, which is $9 for adults and $7 for children. Museum members and Baylor students get in free.
Waco Parks and Recreation is offering spring break camps at the various community centers. Camps are available Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:30 for kids ages 5 to 13.
The cost is $60 per child. Snacks are provided, but campers should bring their own lunch. For more information, contact one of the community centers.
Finally, Texas Independence Day was actually this past Monday, March 2nd, but you still have a chance to celebrate. The historic Waco Foundation is hosting their annual Texas Independence Fair Family Fun Day, Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. at the East Terrace House Museum on Mill Street. The celebration will include hands-on pioneer and frontier-inspired activities, crafts, demonstrations, outdoor games, and refreshments. The cost is $10 per family.
Is this where we hum or sing?
I can't do that. It's hard for a good Baylor girl to sing that song.
Okay.
But I tell you what I am going to do. As soon as I find out where you can get these mosquito-cidal plants, I'm going to plant them all the way around my house.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.